Time to weigh in on Quincy's Court.
Call us now at 215-515-3481.
That's 215-515-3481. It's Quincy's Court on 102.3 WRNG.
This is a real live Quincy's Court this week. Every Thursday we do it. We usually have Foxy Lawyer and producer Sarah going at it. But today, in the case of Sean Johnson and Brennan Jones, who do you side with? Now, Brennan Jones, he was cutting hair in Philadelphia, haircuts for homeless. It went viral. What were some of the places he was on, Kay?
CNN, Rachel Ray. I mean, these are pretty mainstream.
Huge.
Platforms.
Sean Johnson was the barbershop owner. He gave Brennan a barbershop. We heard from Sean. Sean says, no, I didn't give you a barbershop, dude.
You knew you had to have a functioning barbershop between Tuesday and Saturday.
Yes.
Mondays is going to be the homeless situation where you can give them out free haircuts.
Yes. And Brennan says, hey, no, I thought you gave me the barbershop out of the kindness of your own heart. Who do you believe? Give us a call. 215-515-3481. That's 215-515-3481. We actually have a witness that we have on the line. He's a comedian. He does Warm Daddies every Wednesdays. You've seen him on Comic View. You will see him on Delirious with Black Thought and myself, June 1st.
Oh.
We have Toure Gordon, comedian extraordinaire. What do you think? I believe he is a friend of Sean Johnson. You say what?
Well, I can honestly say I know Sean, like I said, since Thursday. I don't think at any point he's unclear when he speaks to me. You know, I don't know the personal dealings with him and the other gentlemen, but I don't know that he speaks unclear at any point of his business means. He owns about 3 barbershops, so to have come from where he's come from and done what he's done and still be a businessman, he can't really communicate vaguely. He's pretty much very clear when he speaks.
So that means that you're on Sean Johnson's side.
Well, yeah, I know Sean. Yeah. I don't know the other dudes, so of course I would be biased. You know what I'm saying? That'd be crazy me to show up like, I ain't on nobody's side.
Okay.
I know Sean. I don't know the other guy. I just know Sean. I know when he told me about the situation with him doing the barbers, you know, the haircuts for the homeless. Or, you know, he told me about it. He was like, yeah, we've been doing this, been doing that. At no point did I gather, garner, or think that Sean would just give somebody something and totally not explain to them the cost related to that. Now, also, on just from outside looking in level, like, come on, my dude. Like, yeah, I got you. You gifted it, but there's still operations costs that come with anything.
Yep.
So, I mean, sure, you were gifted something, but to think that you would never have to generate it, some sort of money to pay for things, not pay Sean, pay for the things that the business expenses accumulate.
Well, thank you, Toure. Thank you for calling, man. Yes. Well, yes, we called you. Man. I'm sorry, we called you.
I don't answer calls. I don't know. So, you were lucky on this queue.
Thank you, sir. All right, man.
No problem, bro. Take it easy.
All right, you too. We got Nort from Uptown. Nort,
what's going on,
Kim? Doing good. Who do you side with? Sean, the barbershop owner, or Brennan?
With Sean, the barbershop owner.
Okay.
Because, you know, number one, he never addressed the simple fact that he got all these alias names with these GoFundMe pages. And then now you said out of his mouth, he's going on tour with his cut for compassion. Just like the owner said, he don't need him no more. And then he got his wife, ex-wife, or rather wife on there as a hostile witness. And she, you know, I mean, she basically dry snitching on her husband. You know, in the court of law, that one go bypass because they're first thing they look at is like, oh, you're being biased because you're saying he's using this against child support and all that. That don't got nothing to do with it. The man looked out for the brother. And all he had to do was say, this is what I made this week. What was he doing from Tuesday to Saturday? He had to make a couple dollars. Okay, you ain't got no clientele in Philly, but once you start cutting here, people going to come. And I grew up right in that area, that Kamak Street. So I know the area. He would have got clientele.
You say what? This is Kristen on the line. Kristen from Philly. She's like, what do you think? Who are you going with?
Brennan, because anyone knows if he's cutting hair for people who cannot afford to give him a haircut, he's doing that to be compassionate. How is he going to make enough money to pay Sean? He knew that going into it. So that's Sean's fault. He can't expect someone to pay rent or take over the lease or buy it. First of all, he doesn't even own it. Probably a lease, right?
We have Sonia from South Philly. Sonia, who are you going with in the case of Sean Johnson and Brennan Jones?
Undecided. Because on this end, we need more confirmation. Wasn't sure that Mr. Johnson or Brendan had a license. So this juror is undecided, and this is why written contracts matter.
But he was gifted this barbershop from Sean.
Exactly, and this is why written. And then obviously this other third party person had come into the system. It's undecided.
Okay.
It's messy. Contracts matter.
Got it. Thank you, Sonya. We have Pat on the line. Pat, in the case of Sean Johnson and Brendan Jones, who do you believe?
Brendan Jones, because I believe he's telling the truth. I've seen this young man that ate the market cutting hair for the homeless. I've seen Fox 29 interview him several times. I was aware of the story when Sean offered the barbershop. I don't know either one of them personally, but I think Brendan is telling the truth.
In the case of Sean Johnson and Brendan Jones, who do you believe? I believe we have a character witness on the line. Who is this?
Brendan's wife. It's Natasha.
This is Natasha, Brendan's wife. You're going with Brendan because what?
Because, one, I was there during the initial, when Brendan said he bought his family, I was there. Sean said he was gifting. If Sean never said he was gifting Brendan the barbershop, we would have never did the media. They did so many interviews on Sean gifting the barbershop. We are not fraud. We come from church, and we would not be on any interviews stating that Sean is gifting him a barbershop if he never said he was gifting him a barbershop.
So did he ever say that it would be a functioning barbershop between Tuesday and Thursday, and then you would have to take care of the bills?
Their original agreement, that was between them two, if it was. But when I was there, Sean never said anything about gifting him. I mean, never said anything about him paying him any money. Sean kept saying, I don't make any money here anyway, because if you guys go back, Sean said nothing was going on in that barbershop. So
now,
he kept saying, I'm not making any money anyway. So, but how can you build a business? Have you guys ever built a business before? It takes a long time to build a business. So how was Sean expecting Brendan to be paying rent or paying electricity bills and this and the third? Takes a long time to build a business.
Natasha, first of all, you're in Quincy's court. We do the questions. You do the answering. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm kidding.
But I am mad that Johnny put his whole interview on there.
No.
We ain't going to go there, though. But
we can't do 35 minutes worth of stuff.
But y'all didn't put the real facts on there.
Yeah.
Y'all going to state facts. State some facts, Quincy.
Oh! Now, Natasha.
Yeah, and then y'all got two Ray calling in just because he a comedian. I don't care. He wasn't there. I was there. And he said he was giving my husband that shot. Had he not, we wouldn't even been in there.
So why didn't you ever suggest to your husband, let's get this on paper so they wouldn't go through this in the first place?
Come on now. Now, we talking about men here.
Men
I did.
That's not an excuse.
K-Fox X, an amazing question. My wife, sometimes I go into things because I'm so excited about it. My wife is always like, hold up. Don't you think you should get something on paper? Did you guys ever have that conversation?
Yes. In the same note, this was never Sean's barbershop. So how, at the end of the day, how are we going to get anything on paper if it's never even Sean's barbershop?
All right. Listen. In the case of Sean Johnson, who owns the barbershop, and Brendan Jones, who is cutting hair out of the barbershop, 36% of the vote versus 63% of the vote, and 1% says both of them are messy. You, the jury, are sided for Brendan Jones. Yes, K-Fox.
Well, a local barber he will remain anonymous.
Yes.
He informed me that at the Sixers game, remember Brendan was at the Sixers game,
yes,
because they do some barber appreciation thing.
Yeah.
Well, he informed me that this said barber.
Yeah.
Brendan let him know that him and Sean were working out the payments for the actual shop. He said, that's happening, but we're working out the payments.
You're just going to come in here with this bombshell after we already have 63% of the vote for Brendan Jones?
They just let me know.
This is what I will say. You guys pick Brendan Jones. If you go into business with anyone, you have to have paperwork.
Paperwork.
Even if it's your closest friend, even if it's family.
Even if it's a text message.
Yes.
Hey, so I'm just confirming that you're giving me this barbershop,
exactly,
right? That will hold up in court.
Yes.
And if he said yes, boom. K Case closed.
This is what we want to do. We do it every Thursday, Quincy's Court. If you have any cases that you want to bring to the radio, you have to bring both parties, though. It can't just be you saying, oh, K-Fox did this, or oh, Q did this. It has to be both parties.
That's right.
You can bring your case here because we are live, we are local, and we are sometimes ratchet. You have any cases that you want to bring here, reach out to us on rnbphilly.com. Reach out to us on QHM Show, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. If you want to bring a case here, DM, slide into our DMs. Please.